8.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
The serve clipped the net. It's over, pass free ball. Mestel, her hammer, hit the net. It popped up. That allowed St. Paul to play it. And they'll pass it over. Middle attack is going to be dropped on the block. Sokolowski.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference Triangular from Donovan as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals battle the Orr Chanticleers and Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Here's Carson again outside. Tips it over. The dig is made by Fisher. Set back to Heiss, and Heiss gets it across. Chanticleers dig. Peterson attack. Down and good. Five in a row for the Chanticleers.
Both Kearney Catholic and Orr are rated in the top five, so Donovan Trumbull will be looking to pull an upset on their home floor. It's the Cardinal Try coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Donovan with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Donovan Trumbull. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we're ready for the final match of this Lou Platt Conference Triangular featuring the hometown Cardinals and the Kearney Catholic Stars. Earlier tonight, Ward was here, went 1-1, beat Donovan Trumbull in three sets, and lost in straight sets to Kearney Catholic. Here's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by our fine friends at 5 Points. Bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. It's senior night here at Donovan Trumbull. Those young ladies are being introduced. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. It will be number 18, 5'4", freshman Emily Prasovsky up in the first service area. Then she'll be followed by number 2, a 5'9", senior Haley McKelvey. Number 7, a 6'1 junior, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, a 5'7 sophomore, Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6 junior, Michaela Vestal. And number 14, 6'0 junior, Megan Anderson. The libero is number 23, 5'4 freshman, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and Brad Childress. Kearney Catholic is ranked number 1 by the Lincoln Journal Star and NebraskaVolleyball.com. Number 2 in the Omaha World Herald, but suffered their first loss on Tuesday. For Donovan Trumbull, number 3, 5'5 senior, Emily Linneman. Number 2, 5'5 senior, Bailey Rainforth. Number 10, 5'7 senior, Molly Greener. Number 11, 5'5 senior, Katie Piper. Number 1, 5'4 senior, Kayla Heinrichs. Number 14, 5'9 sophomore, Kaylee Glover. And the libero, number 25, 5'2 sophomore, Jordan Grumman. Head coach of Donovan Trumbull is Tara Jones, assisted by Manny Buderas, even at the season at 9-9. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. We'll serve it up right after this.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic will serve it away to begin this volleyball match. The ball's above the net. Sokolowski's attack from the middle is down and good. And Kearney Catholic gets the first point on Bailey Sokolowski's kill. So Kearney Catholic comes out, trying to take care of some business here early on against the hometown Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. who were very scrappy and forced Ford to a three-setter in our first match of the night. And Allie Prasoski will serve it across again. Good dig by Brumman and punched across to Mestel. Pass to Connor. Slide to Sokolowski. She cuts it across the double team and puts it down for her second straight till. Again, Chris Connor has changed her lineup tonight. Not necessarily who's in the lineup, but just kind of where she starts in service rotation. Usually Mestel had started as the server. Now Prasoski, instead of subbing her in, they just start her in that service position if she floats it across again. Outside attack going to be driven across that time by Greener. Overpass tipped again, and it's again going to be picked up by the Stars. Sokolowski on the attack. Greener had two chances, couldn't get it down. The attack this time by Rainforth, dug out by Mestel, set to the outside. Tip's going to come across there by McKelvey. Right back over by the Cardinals. Long rally going here. Back row attack, Mestel, and she is going to make that work. Brumman would have been able to dig it out, but Pfeiffer didn't know she was back there and got a hand on it and kind of redirected it there. Mestel will get her first kill. 3-0, Kearney Catholic. Stars jumped out to a 14-2 lead against Ord in that first set tonight and won that easily before getting pushed 25-20 in the second. And now a service error will give the ball over to Donovan Trumbull, and Emily Linneman will go back there and serve. And she is going to get an ace. Kearney Catholic thought it was going to be out. So Prasoski got out of the way, but it was plenty close to being in. And it is an ace serve, 3-2. Linneman was really the big server for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in their match against Ward. She and Fiverr. Here's the outside tip by Kearney Catholic. And an ace block for Donovan Trumbull. So Kalowski is going to be blocked up there by Katie Pfeiffer. So Pfeiffer, he's done most of her work as the setter and a pretty good server, goes up and gets an ace block here, and we're quickly tied at 3. After the Stars got the first 3 points, the Cardinals have answered with 3 of their own. Deep serve to Studi. Run down there, so Golowski had to take it. Mestel back row attack off of a block, and a lift is going to be called after it rattled off that block. So credit there in the back row to Kearney Catholic. They take a 4-3 lead. And back to serve it away will be McKelvey. Bailey, the 5'9 senior, one of just a couple of seniors on this ball club, her and Conley. And she'll drive it back into the corner. Pass close to the net. Donovan Trumbull just gets it over there with Pfeiffer. Here's Connor slides Sokolowski near line, and she'll hit it again. So right now the Stars are feeding the 6'1 junior, and she has been on her game early on, 5-3. You're listening to Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Trumbull, as the serve comes from McKelvey. Fires that knuckleball across, picked up by Brumman. It goes into the net. It's dug out of the net by Linneman and set across. Free ball for the Stars, set to the outside. Adjusting on the swing, Mestel. High pass back up for Donovan Trumbull. A couple of tips, it's back to the Cardinals. On the outside, the swing will be made by Rainforth, and they'll call it in. Rainforth with her first kill, and the first kill for Donovan Trumbull. Side out, back into the front row. Kenzie Clokey, who had a nice match to lead her team in kills earlier tonight against the Ward. It was only 8, but they were all in the second and third set. Overpass on the serve. Oh, Donovan Trumbull played it. It probably would have been out. Studi on that strong serve sent it back over the net, and Donovan Trumbull had to play it. Make it 6-4 Kearney Catholic on the side out. Studio will go back now and use that jump serve for the freshman all the way to the back wall. Here she comes. Angles it into the far corner. Dig is made by Rainforth. Back row, Rainforth still going to have to get to it. Set it across. Connor to Anderson. Quick in the middle. That is good. Megan Anderson, first kill as she rotated to the front row. Sokolowski down on the bench right now. And Studio to serve at 7-4. Game one, final match of the night. And Kearney Catholic with Studi again. Fires that big jump serve. What a good one that was. A serve for Studi. One thing about that jump serve, it moves all over the place. It doesn't really matter that you serve the same area. But if you hit it good, it can knuckleball almost anywhere. And Donovan Trumbull's got to find a way to get her off the line before she gets on a real run. Another great serve, this time Clokey with the dig. They'll set it right side. The attack across by Greener. Dug out Prasoski. Outside they go Mestel. Near side attack is going to be flipped back across there by Pfeiffer. Once again, Mestel this time goes on the angle and in the net, called on the Cardinals. So Kearney Catholic will pick up the point, and the timeout will be called here by Donovan Trumbull. Opening game, Kearney Catholic 9, Donovan Trumbull 4. We'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Donovan Trumbull High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Tomorrow night, football from Miles Field, Kearney Catholic against Ravenna, a battle of 3-1 teams. Each team's only loss to St. Cecilia. And on ESPN 1460, a battle of unbeaten Shelton Kennesaw. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7 for both. And here's Studi again on the serve, and she's going to pick up another service point. Studi on a roll right now. That's going to be 4 in a row, and it's 10-4, Kearney Catholic. Only one of the 4 an ace, although that one near ace. They didn't get it back over, but did get 3 hits on it. And Studi want to toss that one a little too far ahead of her, but still drives it over, picked up by Brumman, and it's going to be set across by Clokey. Here is the set by Connor. She's going to dump it across. The middle is open. Good diving save that time by Litteman. They set it back to the Stars. Now Anderson on the quick, and she'll hit the back line. Megan Anderson with her second kill, 11-4. The Stars' only loss coming Tuesday to Grand Island Central Catholic in 4 sets. And again, it's not that they played poorly. Grand Island Central Catholic and Katie Brand vary on their game that night. Stars just have to get ready to hopefully see them again in the postseason. Here's an ace serve for Studi. And a defensive change going to be made here by Coach Tara Jones. In will come Kaylee Glover just to try and slow down the pace here of Studi, who has now rattled off 6 in a row, including 2 aces. This one's handled by Clokey. There's a good pass to Linneman. Back to Clokey. She got the swing into the back row. Studi with the up. Connor with the set. Mestel with the tip. Mestel with the kill. Side out. Nope. Point. Studi just keeps on trucking back there to the service line. And this is what makes her so difficult. She can run off a ton of points, just putting the defense in a horrible position because they can't handle the jump serve. But that one, again, handled pretty good. Linneman to the outside. Clokey, good swing, clipped the net. Kept it up for Studi. Connor sets middle. Mestel blocked up front. Oh, no, they're going to say 4 hits. They're going to say 4 hits on the Stars, so it will be Donovan Trumbull ball. 13-5, Kearney Catholic. Molly Greener will go back to serve. Front row for Glover. Stars have 4 back on serve receive. And the serve. Floats up Mestel. A little confusion there. Didn't get a great pass, but Mestel still got a good swing because Connor just had to kind of put it in the general area. It's like Calvin Johnson or Andre Johnson in the NFL. Just kind of throw it in the general area. They're going to get to it. And Mestel terminates her third kill. Kearney Catholic already with 9 kills here in the opening set. 14-5. Side out Stars and Shayla Connor to serve it away. Goes with a short serve. Just got to the 10-foot line. High set. And Donovan Trumbull didn't know what was going on. And then Kearney Catholic goes up and tips it down. Mestel got a hand on it. I'm not sure it was even going to go over. It just kind of hit the top of the tape. But now Donovan Trumbull is going to call their final timeout. 15-5 Stars in the opening set. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Glad to have you along with us. We've got more volleyball action coming your way Tuesday night from the Shelton Quadrangular. Shelton, Wood River, Minden, and Ravenna all will be there. Minden and Wood River state rated. Shelton listed as a contender. And we will have all the matches beginning at 4:15 on Tuesday afternoon, 4 matches in all. Here at the Lou Flat Conference Triangular, as Shayla Connor serves it for the Kearney Catholic Stars. It is sent deep on the Donovan Trumbull attack. And it is 16-5 Kearney Catholic here in the opening set. what was a 5-4 ball game. An 11-1 run. Connors serve. Pass close to the net, and reaching over the net's going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Megan Anderson got a little too anxious. Knew it was coming, but wanted to get to it before it came over the net at a point there for Donovan Trumbull. Back to serve it away. Will be setter Katie Pfeiffer. Had a good serving match against Ward. We'll take this one at Messel. They'll set it back to the outside. Anderson, quick shot down and good. Megan Anderson. Kearney Catholic, when they get a good set, and Connor's been putting the set right where she needs to. The only time she isn't is when she has to run down an errant pass. Into the ball game is going to be Haley McKelvey. Ellie Connolly's in there. And Mestel to serve. Takes this one at Linneman. Set to the middle. Going to be a standing spike across by Glover. Stars have to scramble for this one. Connolly punches it over. Brummond with the dig. Right side, Linneman the attack. Took it at Connor. They're going to call her for the double hit. And give the kill on the outside to Emily Linneman. Point on serve for Donovan Trumbull. And Kayla Heinrichs now is going to check in to serve. 17-7. On senior night here for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinal. And Linneman with the serve. They don't have much for home games the rest of this season. In fact, unless they can get a home game in the conference tournament, this is it. Everything else on the road. Service error now by Linneman is going to, or Heinrichs, excuse me, is going to send it over to Kearney Catholic, and Megan Anderson will score, will serve. Donovan Trumbull will look for a tip. They're going to get the tip. They'll get the kill. Bailey Rainford. So we've side out here the last 3 points for each team. And Jordan Brumman, the libero for Coach Jones, will go back and serve it away. But it is 18-8, Kearney Catholic. And the left-handed serve from Brumman. Got a little something on that. Took it to Studi. Connor will back set, but the set that time off the mark. Connolly does a great job of getting it over the net. To the outside, the attack will be down and good for Bailey Rainforth. Three kills now here in short work for Rainforth. Donovan Trumbull with a good crowd on hand tonight with their square pink promotion and senior night. Something to cheer for right there. Brumman had a strong serve, and it's just off the back line. So back over to Kearney Catholic. Into the ball game will be Allie Prostowski to serve it away. And checking out will be Connolly. Again, there's JV match going on tonight, so only about four players sitting on a bench here for the Stars and for Donovan Trumbull. And the serve out of bounds for Kearney Catholic. So the teams exchange service errors. And it is Emily Linneman to serve it away again. Had a couple the last time she was back there, including an ace. 19-10, Kearney Catholic earlier tonight. Ord defeated Donovan Trumbull in three sets, and then Kearney Catholic defeated Ord in straight sets. Serves across. Studi has to lunge for it. Gets it. Set up for McKelvey. She'll tip it across. Donovan Trumbull with the pickup. They'll go to the outside, but the attack finds the net. And a side out for Kearney Catholic. 20-10. McKelvey to go back and serve it away here. Bailey checks for the service zone and lets it fly deep down the middle. Picked up there by Brumman. All the way to the up and the kill by Greener. Off the block, down and good. That was a long set that time, and Greener was able to take advantage of a good set. 20-11. So Donovan Trumbull, since falling behind there, 16-5, has now played the last few points even here at least with Kearney Catholic, even if they're not really cutting into the lead. Served by Rainforth at Studi. Middle attack, Sokolowski, and she's in. Sokolowski got off to a quick start. She had four kills through the first rotation. That's her fifth. Now she checks out, and Studi is back to serve it away. Studi had seven in a row last time she was back there to take it from 5-4 all the way out to 13-4. Studi serve. Jump serve is a bullet. It's overpassed right above the net. Connor gets up and drives it down. Shayla Connor must be growing a little bit and working on those ups, because that's a play that last year as a freshman, she wouldn't have been able to get that much power on it. And Connor gets her first kill. 22-11. And Studi serves it across. Strong one. Brumman able to make the dig. Right side attack blocked up by Mestel. Michaela Mestel with the ace block on the powerful swing of Molly Greener. 23-11. Donovan Trumbull has already used both of their timeouts, so Studi could serve it out here with two more. 7 the first time she was back there. Now looking for 3 in a row here. Jump serve. Donovan was doing a good job of handling it. Cloakie on the attack, and she'll put it away. Kenzie Cloakie with her first kill and just the 6th of this set, 23-12. And back to serve it away will be Molly Greener. You're listening to High School Volleyball Lee Flat Conference style on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Trumbull, Ward, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. The serve, fired down the middle of Estill. Close to the net, Connor. Right back to Mestel, who puts it down with a authority, and that will be her 5th kill. And it'll be game point now for the Stars. Connor will go back and serve. Connolly will rotate into the front row for Kearney Catholic at 24-12. Opening set of the best of threes. And Connor serve. Strong ace, and that's the end of the opening set. 25-12. Shayla Connor with her first ace serve. We'll be back and give you the first set numbers right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The most recommended, by far, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug to the back with you here at Donovan Trumbull. Want to say a big thank you to all the fine folks here for their hospitality and take a look at the members of the opening set for Donovan Trumbull. Bailey Rainforth, 3 kills. Emily Linneman, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Jordan Brumman had a service point. Molly Greener, 1 kill. Katie Pfeiffer had an ace block. And Kenzie Cloakie, 1 kill. 6 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, an ace block, 5 kills. Haley McKelvey, 1 service point. Morgan Studi had 9 service points. 2 of those were aces, 1 kill. No, there are no kills from the libero position, excuse me. She had just the 9 service points. 2 of them were aces. Shayla Connor, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 5 kills. Megan Anderson, 3 kills. Allie Posofsky had 2 service points. So for Kearney Catholic, 14 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves as the Stars cruise in game 1, 25-12. Over Donovan Trumbull, the Cardinals and Stars will battle in game 2 right after this on Classic Hits.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for 1. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Nobody celebrates Mohawk's anniversary sale like B&B Carpet and Donovan. It's the perfect time to find new flooring at great prices for any room in your home. We have special financing available where you get 3 years no interest when you buy any Mohawk flooring. You won't find a greater selection of products anywhere in the Tri-Cities. Through the end of October, take 3 years to pay for your flooring today at B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only Mohawk floorscape store.
And our second set is underway. Donovan Trumbull with a service error, and then Haley McKelvey with a service ace here for Kearney Catholic. And so it's quickly 2-0, and now a service error from McKelvey. It's 2-1. College football tonight, they are in a delay with Pittsburgh leading 16th-ranked South Florida by a score of 10-7. So in a delay there with Pittsburgh leading South Florida 10-7 towards halftime. Here's a middle attack down and good by Kearney Catholic. And give him another point on Sokolowski's 6th kill. Make it 3-1. Girl rotates out and Studi comes back into the ball again. Studi with a jump serve. Fires it down the middle. Picked up there by Brumman. Dumped across there by Pfeiffer. Kearney Catholic picks it up to Anderson in the middle. Her attack, though, is going to be out of bounds at a point for Donovan Trumbull. Pfeiffer got tripped up there, fell over one of her teammates, and I think kind of fell to the ground pretty hard, so she gets up a little slow. Appears to be okay. Donovan Trumbull to serve it away here with Molly Greener, 3-2. Greener goes to the far right side, tries to go to the middle, but puts it into the net. And another service there. Kearney Catholic 4, Donovan Trumbull 2. Theron Baum will come in for the Stars. And Prasoski will check out. Shayla Connor will go back and serve it away here in the second set with a score of 4-2 Stars. Connor floats it down the middle, picked up by Rainford. Here's the set to the outside. Kroki drives it home. That's the best swing of the night for Donovan Trumbull. Kenzie Kloki with her second kill. She led them in kills against Ord with 8. Now serving it up will be Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's serve down the line to McCann. Set right side Messel. Goes short side kill and hammers it home for her 6. Now she'll go back and serve it away. 5-3, Kearney Catholic. And Messel waits for the whistle, now lets it fly. A serve. Michaela Messel served it where they weren't and makes it 6-3. Donovan Trumbull, 9-9 on the year. Had their hands full tonight, but really battled Ord well. And every once in a while here against the number one Stars, they played some good points, but now Messel drops in another ace. And that'll be her second in a row, making it 7-3, Kearney Catholic. Stars got out to a big lead fairly early in the last set. Now it hits the net and falls over. There's nothing Donovan Trumbull can do about that one. Just a little bit of luck, and a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-12, and they lead the Cardinals in the second set 8-3 here on Classic Hits.
At Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction.
Welcome back to Luplac Conference Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, more volleyball next Tuesday. The Shelton Quad, they welcome in Minden, Wood River, and Ravenna. All the action gets underway at 4:15, early start time. Here it's 8-3, Kearney Catholic over Donovan Trumbull in the second set. 3 straight aces from Messel, but this one is handled. Driven across from the middle by Glover. Stars pick it up. Go Theron Baum on the right wing, and she's going to be wide on the attack. Point Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals get the ball back out of the timeout. Kayla Heinrichs checks in to serve it away here as the Cardinal move from left to right. Stars from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. And now Heinrichs with that jump serve puts it up in the air and hits the net. It falls over. Connor got a flick on it. It goes right back to the Cardinals. They try to go quick to the outside and they're going to dump it down and good with Emily Linneman, the setter. Redirects it to make it 8-5. All that started with a ball flicking off the tape. And Heinrichs goes again. Fires it down the middle, pretty deep, picked up by Messel. Connor high, set to the outside. McKelvey with the tip into the net. Can they get it back over? Yes, they can. Good teamwork by the Cardinals. Connor sets middle, driven home. Anderson. Megan Anderson. It was like she had the ball. Picture of like an old boyfriend on the ball. She didn't like it very much. She hammered it. Megan Anderson. Good attack. 9-5. Sign out here for the Stars. Anderson with the serve, and she's going to get an ace. So all of a sudden now, Kearney Catholic's serves are either a little stronger or Donovan Trumbull having a little more problem picking them up. Because Kearney Catholic has 10 points in this second game, and five of them, half of them, off ace serves. Trying to keep it going, Anderson. Strong and too strong out of bounds. So the ace negated by the air. Studi back into the back row for the Stars. And the libero for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Brumman will go back and serve down 10-6. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-12. Brumman, left-handed floater at Studi. Connor sets to the outside. McKelvey got a big swing, dug out by Rainforth. Right side tipped over by Lenneman. Stars will pick it up in the middle of the floor. They'll go McKelvey again. A little more of a swing on that. Brumman with the dig. Lenneman got bumped into, so she had to take it over on the second one. So Kamowski couldn't get to that set, and it hits the net. Point Cardinal. And seven. Don't forget the end of this match. It'll be the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll wrap up tonight's activities, give you all the stats, chat with Coach Connor, and recap what has happened here today. Brumman with the serve. Set to the right side. Bob off the net. It rolls over. Picked up by the Cardinals and set right back by Rainforth. And she's going to get it to hit the ground. Pele Rainforth, team high fourth kill. Three in a row now for Donovan Trumbull, and they've cut the lead to two at 10-8. And Brumman with the serve. Fires it into the net. Back over to Kearney Catholic, 11-8. Prasovsky re-enters for Therenbaum, and Prasovsky will go back in, serve it away. Again, don't forget the UNK volleyball team home tomorrow night. The 8th-ranked Loafers against 9th-ranked Metro State for the lead of the RMAC. And then 22nd-ranked Regis comes in Saturday. Tomorrow at 7, Saturday at 4. It's a whiteout tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center. Serve across. Here's the swing by Greener. Into the back row. Kearney Catholic trouble. Free ball across to Donovan Trumbull. Cardinal set middle. Greener tips it over the double block and in the net, called on Kearney Catholic, trying to put up the block. Point Cardinal. And to serve it away will be Emily Lindemann. Student body getting a little bit more involved. They're sitting on the side where the Kearney Catholic offense is on the floor. Serve comes across. Connor short set. Sokolowski has it partially blocked. Lindemann picks it up to the outside. Rainforth and her attack can't get over the net. Point Stars. 12-9. And McKelvey will go back and serve it away. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, your home for all high school sports, football, volleyball, cross country, softball, whatever you need. As that serve spins on the tape, just rolls over. Greener takes the swing. Stars having trouble getting it back, but they'll slap it over with Messel. Here's the set, Lindemann. Not a good one. Green. Miscommunication. Greener had to bump it across, so Messel says, thank you very much, but missed it. Missed it wide. Tried to go to the right side and just missed the tape. So that keeps it friendly for now, and Cloakie comes back in for Donovan Trumbull. McCann in for Kearney Catholic. Rainforth to serve it away. 12-10, Kearney Catholic, after a 25-12 win in the first game for the Star. Serves at Studi. Pass to Connor. Slide right side. Sokolowski attack. In the net, called on Donovan Trumbull after the dig from Brumman. Point Stars, 13-10. Back into the front row is Megan Anderson. And back to serve the freshman, Morgan Studi. He put up seven in a row in the first set. And that just serves the beauty. Overpass, free ball. It's going to be tipped across by Messel. Nice dig by Greener. They get it back over with Pfeiffer. Stars try again. Anderson quick in the middle. The dig made by Rainforth. Outside Cloakie. She'll hit it 2-deep and out of bounds. So after two good defensive digs there by the Cardinals, they have an attack error to make it 14-10. Almost got Studi off the line without giving up a point. Here she comes again. Big swing. Cloakie has it, but they're just going to be able to roll it across. Studi pass to Connor. They're going to go middle. Messel off the block, down and good. Number seven for Michaela. 15-10. Donovan Trumbull will use their final timeout right here. Your score in the second set is Kearney Catholic 15, Donovan Trumbull 10. The Stars won the opener 25-12. Back with more volleyball in a minute.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Rick and Tim to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls' softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the breaks, downtown Kearney.
As we come back to action, Morgan Studi's jump serve is picked up and the attack goes into the net here for Donovan Trumbull. So now it is 16-10, Kearney Catholic. Studi's jump serve, ace. They thought that one might actually be deep, but with all that spin, it just dropped down inside the back line. 17-10 in for Donovan. Elizabeth Royston, a 5'3 junior, is going to make her first appearance, see if she can make a play. Studi on the serve, handled by Brummett, trouble getting it back, and it will not be back across the net, 18-10. So Studi continues to just serve very, very strong, very, very effectively. And here comes the next one at 18-10. Matt's in the middle of that. About the only way she's got off the line tonight. Back into the ball game is going to be Haley Glover, 18-11, and Molly Greener to serve now for Donovan Trumbull. See if she can pick up a couple of points there. Fires it over to Studi. Good pass. Set to the outside. Anderson off the tape. Fires across. Going to be quickly put back over by Pfeiffer. Kearney Catholic goes to Mestel. Hit the net. Pops straight up in the air. Middle attack is going to be blocked up there by Kearney Catholic. Anderson stuffing Glover on that one. And Megan with her first ace block. 19-11, Kearney Catholic right now just trying to finish things off, get out of here with a pair of wins. They only have one more match in the next week and a half before conference starts. That's next Thursday at Ravenna. Shayla Connor with the serve, and it will go into the net. Back over to Pfeiffer for Donovan Trumbull. Come up to the Misco Sports postgame show. Stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. Serving across to McCann. Here's the set right side. Mestel got a good look, and she hammers it down on the backside for her eighth kill. There is plenty of room back middle, and she split the defenders, and now Mestel will serve it away, 20-12. Kearney Catholic has not allowed Donovan Trumbull to do much on their serve here, and Mestel's going to fire another ace. She had three in a row the first time she was back there this set to take it out to an 8-3 lead, and she gets her fourth one here. This one hits the net, pops over. She's had two like that here in the set, and it's 22-12. Fifth ace for Mestel. She used to serve like that. Her dad bought her a grease pig for Christmas one time, and that's how she learned to serve. This one, though, is a little deep, but it's going to be out of bounds, making it 22-13. Back to serve it away, Kayla Heinrichs now for Donovan Trumbull. 22-13 the score. Let's see if Kaylee can get a couple here. She's got a jump serve. Didn't put quite as much on that. Mestel waits for it. Stays in the back row. McKelvey from the 10-foot line on her attack. Just missed. Point Donovan Trumbull. And Heinrichs gets the serve again. They were down big to Ward a couple of sets. Came back and won the middle one and almost forced a little extra time in the third set. Serve again. This is a little stronger. Studi has a good pass to Connor. Middle of Theron Baum, who unloads on her first kill of the match. First kill for Theron. Side out for Kearney Catholic. 2 points away from the match. Sokolowski's back in. Anderson to serve. 23-14, Kearney Catholic. Number one team in the state for, well, until Tuesday when the new rankings come out. Columbus Scotus will have to be number one unless somehow they get upset this weekend. Donovan Trumbull sets to the outside. Glover on the right side. Going to put it down and good. And that's Kaylee's first kill of this match. 23-15. Brumman now to serve. Still a little life here in the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And the left-handed strong serve. It's Studi. Pass off the mark. Connor kept it out of the net. Back row attack by the libero. She can't do that. And that's why the whistle blows. Point for Donovan Trumbull. A couple times they've caught Studi on that. Not much more that she could do. And Brumman will get the point on serve. She actually leads the team with four here in the match, 23-16. See how long Jordan can stay back there. got a good serve. Brumman smacks that one. Ace! Jordan Brumman with the second ace of the night here for Donovan Trumbull, 23-17. Stars have both their timeouts should this get to be a long run. See if Brumman can keep serving strong here. And this one into the net. So that brings us to match point for Kearney Catholic. Rosatki will check in. 24-17 Stars looking for their 14th win of the season. They won the opening set 25-12. It's now 24-17. Match point here for number one Kearney Catholic. And Prasovsky with the serve. Sends it deep and pretty deep. It's out of bounds. So a service error. Prasovsky's missed a couple here in this set. And send it over to Emily Linneman. Still match point for Kearney Catholic. Linneman to serve for Donovan Trumbull. Soft one to make sure it's in. Messel gets it to Connor. Sokolowski on the attack. Blocked up front. Comes over to Linneman. Set to the outside. Rainforth can't get it over. And that will be the end of the match. So Donovan Trumbull battled a little bit better here in game number two, but just don't have as many guns as Kearney Catholic does. And the Stars come in and do what they've been doing most of the season. They've only lost four sets, three, of course, in the match to Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday and one earlier this year to Minden. Everything else have been sweeped, so they do it again tonight over Ord 25-7, 25-20, and over Donovan Trumbull 25-12 and 25-18. The Stars now 14-1. Donovan Trumbull will fall to 9-10, but some winnable games coming up in their schedule. They do have some tough ones in Giltner coming up. We'll talk all about that and more on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this. Timeout.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Glad to have you along with us. Misco Sports on the break for the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Whether you're already thinking ahead to the winter sports scene or you still need something for what's going on here in the, of course, the fall, whether it's football, volleyball, or you just need something for intramurals, they'll get your uniforms ordered for the basketball season. They'll take care of you with shoes, gym bags. It's all there at Misco Sports on the break, downtown Kearney Center. Let's take a look at the final numbers of that third set. More errors in the third set and a lot of ace serves from Kearney Catholic for Donovan Trumbull.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Yeah, that happens once in a while. They're ready to go home. They start shutting some power switches off. It kills our power, but we're back, and we appreciate Dan and the gang here for all their help as we bring you the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. So, where were we? Let's get back to Donovan Trumbull. The numbers in that final set, Kayla Heinrichs had two service points. Bailey Rainforth had one kill. Emily Linneman had a kill. Jordan Brumman had four service points. One was an ace. Kaylee Glover had a kill. Kenzie Clokey had a kill. Four kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Messel, five ace serves, three kills. Haley McKelvey, an ace serve. Morgan Studi had five service points. One was an ace. Bailey Sokolowski a kill. Theron Baum a kill. Megan Anderson an ace serve, an ace block, and a kill. Kearney Catholic only needed six kills because they had an ace block and eight ace serves as the Stars take the second set 25-18 to win it in straight set 25-12 and 25-18. We'll give you the final stat overall, look at the earlier matches, and hopefully have a chance to catch Chris Connor for just a minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Now let's take a look at the overall final stats of this last match for Donovan Trumbull. Kayla Heinrichs, two service points. Bailey Rainforth led the team with four kills. Emily Linneman, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Jordan Brumman led the team at serving with 5 points. One of those was an ace. Molly Greener had a kill. Katie Pfeiffer had an ace block. One kill for Kaylee Glover. Two kills for Kenzie Clokey. 10 kills, one ace block, and two ace serves for Donovan Trumbull. For Kearney Catholic in the match, Michaela Mestel, five ace serves, an ace block, and led the team with 8 kills. Haley McKelvey, two service points, one was an ace. Morgan Studi led the team in serving with 14 points, three of them were aces. Shayla Connor, three service points, one was an ace, she had a kill. Bailey Sokolowski, 6 kills. Theron Baum, 1 kill. Megan Anderson, an ace serve, an ace block, and 4 kills. And Allie Prasovsky had 2 service points in the match. Kearney Catholic ends up with 14 in the first set, 20 kills total, 2 ace block, 11 ace serves. The Stars improved to 14-1 with a 25-12, 25-18 victory, and they got out of the gates real quick against Ord, winning at 25-7, 25-20. Coach Chris Connor joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, it seemed like your kids were ready to go tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they came out super disappointed after Tuesday. Just the way we played, we weren't very sharp, and I think they just came out with maybe a little vengeance. You know, it seems like the teams that take a beating before will come out, be a little more focused, and so I just got to see us turn around a little bit.
You get out to, so usually in these triangulars, if you've got evenly matched teams, the team that has played, maybe it's like practicing for an hour. They come out, and they're kind of in the motion, but you served strong all night long. It really took Ord out of their game. You have more weapons than Donovan Trumbull, but it sure seemed like the serving was really big tonight for your club.
Yeah. You know, we talked about from last Tuesday how we really didn't serve. We served really too safe. We felt we wanted to come out and serve aggressive. And, you know, we have a team that we feel is a very strong side-out team, and so, you know, why not try to serve a little more aggressive? And so it's fun to see the kids get some zones better tonight and change it up a little.
You didn't necessarily change the personnel, but you did change your lineup tonight. Talk about why that is and how you thought it went.
Well, you know, actually we just kind of changed it on the way over here. We felt that, well, let's just try it and see. You know, there's lots of different pros and cons, but we just felt there were a few more pros, and trying to rotate the lineup and score a few more points early, and for the most part that worked out pretty well.
You have a lot of kids that are able to do a lot of things tonight, and we just talked about this on Tuesday, so I don't think there's anything really new to talk about. But your freshmen seem to play a little bit better tonight than maybe they did on Tuesday. And at that age, who knows what's going to happen. But Allie played pretty good tonight. Morgan played probably a lot better than she did on Tuesday. Just one night, but there was improvement there from your youngsters.
Yeah, you know, they were nervous, you know, this big matchup and a lot of people, and definitely I think some nerves showed. So now I think the nerves are over. Hopefully, I'm sure they'll creep up a little bit, but now maybe they have a better handle on, you know, trying not to let their emotions take over and just play the game, because when they just focus on their skills, they do a great job.
Okay, the girls have went out and crushed everybody in the conference pretty much. The next big, you take Wood River, you've taken care of Ward. You'll get ready for conference. Ravenna's not what they have been. That's your only match now before the conference tournament. That was a smart thing having them when they were battling for state titles. Now they're down a little bit. So it's not like it's a huge, huge match. It'll be a rivalry match. But what do you do now between now and the 10 days before conference and, of course, the Ravenna match?
Yeah, you know, honestly, it seems like for this season anyway, some of our, you know, best scrimmages have probably been in practice. You know, we feel like we're pretty loaded and we've got some nice depth. And so, you know, we split up a lot, play against each other. And, you know, for the most part, that works pretty well. But then you get the timing, you know, and working with different setters and things. So, you know, we'll continue to try to even out and push each other in practice.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get on the road. Homecoming. Is everything good with the girls? Everything's fine?
Oh, we're just glad to make it to Friday with no big emotional upset.
All right, girls. Take care. We'll see you next time around and see you at the conference tournament.
All right. Thanks, Ed.
That's Chris Connor, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. Of course, we'll have the football game tomorrow. Kearney Catholic hosting Ravenna. 6:30 pregame kickoff at 7 here on Classic Hits. Shelton at Kennesaw in a battle of unbeaten in D1 on ESPN 1460. Ward defeated Donovan Trumbull 25-19, 22-25, and 25-19 in the match earlier tonight. And in that contest for the Lady Chanticleers, 11 kills from Megan Alexander and Nikki Carson. They had 46 kills in the three sets. Then in the second match, Kearney Catholic beat Ward 25-7, 25-20. And here in that match for Kearney Catholic, they were balanced as well with their attacks from Megan Anderson and Michaela Mestel. And then here in this match, it was Mestel and Sokolowski evening things up as Kearney Catholic defeats Donovan Trumbull 25-12 and 25-18. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. You get ready to root on the Lopers or the Stars or the Huskers or the Bearcats. They'll take care of you at Misco Sports. Again, our next volleyball, Tuesday at Shelton. Early start time at 4:15. Shelton welcomes in Minden, Wood River, and Ravenna. And then next tomorrow, it's football, as we said, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. So have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. For our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying again, thanks to our sponsors. Dan and the crew here is Donovan Trumbull. Kearney Catholic 2-0, Ord 1-1. Donovan Trumbull try and bounce back in their next action. For Kearney Catholic, as we said, that's at Ravenna. For Donovan Trumbull, their next action will be heading over to Giltner next Tuesday to take on Giltner and Heartland. Have a good night, everyone.